Thank you, Mike. That was really helpful and very meaningful. This is, of course, Mother's Day. A happy Mother's Day to all of you. Hope that you have a wonderful and joyous day. There was a theatrical production called I Remember Mama back many, many years ago, I think in the 40s and probably past that even. Maybe you've seen the movie. I believe there was even a television show that was based on this same character. The character, though, originally comes from a book called Mama's Bank Account. And Mama is a Norwegian immigrant, and she has a fictitious account at the bank. And whenever the family is in dire straits, they could always fall back on Mama's bank account, or maybe they can just work out a way that they could handle it without doing that. And in order to make the kids feel really safe and secure, every week when Dad gets paid, they would put the money that Dad had made onto the table, and Mama would count it all out, and she'd say, "It's enough. I don't have to go to the bank." She admitted later on to her daughter, who was the author of the book, that she had never, ever been in a bank. She didn't have an account in a bank. She was simply trying to make her family feel secure. And I suppose we can forgive her little bit of deception there, because she's taken an awful lot of responsibility, certainly, on herself. In May, I'm using a time for remembering. Certainly, as we remember important people in our lives, we remember our mothers. Moms are such a vivid example of the people who are important in our lives. It doesn't matter today whether your mom has passed on, whether your mom is someone who's active in your life right now. I do have concerns about maybe the young moms, typically those who were just right in the heart of raising children. Often as they honor their own moms or they reach out to be helpful, they find themselves really not getting as much support as they would like and need to have. And so maybe if all of us were more aware of that, we could be more helpful to them, because certainly it is a time of great difficulty. Typically when I do a Mother's Day sermon, I always have a little disclaimer that I use to say at the end. I'm going to do it at the beginning this morning. Obviously, today is not a happy day for everybody. It's a painful day for some. And that's because as they look back on their mothers, they have very mixed or very extreme reactions. Because in reality, there are moms who didn't function as moms. So this morning, if you have been someone who, when you think of your mom, you think of misuse or you think of neglect or various kinds of things, I challenge you, if you could, to find one quality that you could honor. And it certainly may be that that's not possible. And if it's not, then forgive yourself and let yourself live with the reality of that. Don't feel guilty, please, on this day. I've shared with you before things about my own mother. This year, I don't think of my mom as much as I think of Terry's mom. Joyce recently, of course, left us, and as we think about the various things that are involved with mothers, she's the person that comes to mind. She was a funny and fun person. Those of you who had the experience of knowing she and Jack, they were a comedy team at times. Jack was the funny guy, and she was the straight man. And as you know, the straight man's job is harder than the funny guy's, sometimes referred to as the buffoon in the literature. But she could get him back every now and then. She always said that you didn't marry a husband, you just got a kit. And that was kind of the way that she looked at it. She was a deeply spiritual person. A student of the Word the whole time that I knew her, and a prayer warrior, to say the very least. There are some great prayer warriors here at Britton Road, and we're blessed by that. But she certainly was one of those. She always loved, always loved. She didn't give up, and her love was unconditional. She was smart and caring and sophisticated and confident. She was a skilled artist, and she just had so many positive qualities. And I know as you think about the mothers in your life, and maybe they may be the mothers-in-law, you probably can bring to mind and do bring to mind similar kinds of things that you say about these critical and important people. I'd like to use as a passage, a text today, Ezekiel chapter 19. And Ezekiel chapter 19 is a funeral dirge. Boy, doesn't this sound like a good one for Mother's Day? Ezekiel writes in this beautifully powerful and prophetic imagery, a description of Israel. And you could take this and you could apply it in very specific ways, and sometimes people do. You can take it and look at it in a very broad expanse. But as he uses images, he's going to use two images of mom that I think are useful and beneficial. The reason that he uses those is because they're real. They're practical. They're things that we're going to know and things that we're going to remember, things that we're going to recognize. And the first one of those is in Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 2. What a lioness was your mother among the lions. She lay down among them and reared her cubs. Mom as a lioness. Sometimes we look at mom as the softer side, and the lioness maybe doesn't fit there. But the lioness example is certainly real. Say you're on vacation and you're hiking in the woods and you find a baby moose, or maybe you find a bear cub. What's your number one concern? Mama. Yeah, where's mama? One of our boys used to say, where mama is? Where's mama? You want to know where mama is because you know you could have a really difficult situation in your hands. Now, we don't live in a world where we have a tendency to find lion cubs. If you did, that's one escaped or something that would be a pretty unusual situation. But that same kind of fear would come into you. What is a lioness? Well, that old expression, a lean, mean fighting machine, that's a good description of what a lioness is. And that's the personality that's being described here. And probably everybody here can recall those moments when your mom was a lioness. She was ready to do whatever had to be done, even if that meant something that was pretty extreme. In the same context of that, though, that can be really encouraging to know you've got a lioness on your side. The support that's there can oftentimes be really, truly amazing. I read a story about a woman. She was seriously ill in the hospital, and she looked forward to her mother coming to support her, and her mom wore high heel shoes. She got to where she could actually hear the clatter of her mom's high heels going down the tiled hallway coming toward her room. And she talks about the fact that when she heard those footsteps, that her life just got better. She was stronger. She was delighted not only to have the company, but to have the strength that this strong person was bringing to the room. Now, sometimes being a lioness is a bit of a challenge because it has to be balanced. When Terry and I were first married, we'd been married a couple of months, and Joyce came to visit us for the first time, and we were in college and we had jobs, and so we got up the first full day that she was there. We went to our jobs and school, came home, and our entire apartment had been rearranged. And Terry said, "Mom, what did you do?" And she said, "You had everything in the wrong place." And Terry said, "But that's where I wanted it." And I remember after that kind of a confrontation there, that Joyce said, "Okay, I'll put it all back tomorrow." And that's what she did. And I knew then, honestly, that things were going to be fine. Because although she had strength, she knew when to back away. She knew when to balance that. And it was a tremendous, tremendous gift. Her other son-in-law, Terry's sister's husband, and I, the evening after her memorial service, we sat in the meeting room over at the hotel and just talked about the fact of what a blessing she was to us as sons-in-law. And we talked about that balance that she had and how much she had blessed our lives through that. The second thing that you see as a description of a mom in Ezekiel chapter 19 occurs down in verses 10 and 11. It says, your mother was like a vine in the vineyard, planted by the water. It was fruitful and full of branches because of abundant water. Its branches were strong, fit for a ruler's scepter. It towered high above the thick foliage, conspicuous for its height and for its many branches. This beautiful, growing, flowering, luxuriant vine. And I think that's a fairly easy image for us to have in relation to mothers. After all, who isn't blessed by a luxuriant vine? And you can just start to pick out the many ways that moms could be identified there. You know, mother as a source, providing food. Joyce was an incredible cook, an incredible cook. She was one of the best fryers I've ever known in my life. She could fry just anything, but especially fried chicken. I now have her fried chicken recipe, and I have her cast iron skillet, and I can't make fried chicken like she did. I got everything, but there's a trick to it. There's a secret to it. And I've certainly not mastered it at all. We think about our moms, and a lot of times we associate that with food. Mom with filling the table or making her special dessert or any number of other things. But we also think of the great resource blessings of knowledge and experience and wisdom and all of those things that come from that source. You can think of a vine as a shelter. And many, many moms are particularly identified with the home. And we sometimes refer that as to the nest. And they want to make it not only the most attractive that it can be, but the safest and the most comfortable and the most inviting. And probably many of us would love to go back to our, maybe even a childhood home and re-experience how safe and good and strong you felt in that situation. It's one of the things that's so attractive about holidays, especially Christmas, when you can go back to the old home place and have that experience again. You can think of that plant as support. Mom provides her emotional support. And often, those whose mothers have passed away, they will say, one of the things that I miss the most is having my mom's emotional support, being able to talk to her. Being able to hear her say, it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right. You're going to need to look in this particular direction or that particular direction. But all of those powerful things that came from Mom. I've shared this story before, but I want to share it again. On Mother's Day, the church where this particular family went, they would offer plants to each of the moms, and they just actually wheeled into the aisles these big plants that look like kind of things you'd find at Walmart or some other kind of nursery kind of facility, and they'd ask the children to come and get a plant for their mother. And this particular mom was there that day with her two children. Her husband had gone off and left her about a year earlier, and she was struggling as a single mom to try to do the best that she could for those two children. And her two kids brought back the scraggliest, ugliest plants you've ever seen. They picked out the two worst plants and brought them back. And she was crushed. She was thinking, is that how they see me? Is that the image that I have with them? Later that day, she had an opportunity to be with them. And she said, why did you two pick those plants? And they said, because they looked like they needed you, Mom. And she talks about the fact that her life really changed at that moment. Because it wasn't that they saw her as weak. They saw her as somebody who could get those plants healthy. They had confidence in her. And it made a tremendous amount of difference. It's right for us to honor moms. We don't fully know all the power that that moms have. I want to share with you one final story. Back when I was in youth ministry, we changed from one congregation to another congregation in Houston, and there was a trip coming up to Lubbock High School Day. The church where we had been, the kids really liked going to Lubbock High School Day. shouldn't say the kids, the boys liked going. There was like twice as many girls as there were boys on this trip. And so there was four boys in the high school program who wanted to go to the high school day. And so I said, well, you can go with our group. And so we took them up there. It was a nice deal. I won't go into all the details. But on the way back, we were on this charter bus, and we got to a place where the bus driver had been driving too long. We had to get a new bus driver. So they dumped us all off at a little ice cream shop and said, stay here till we get back. Well, you can imagine teenagers. There's a mall across the street. And so the kids just start leaving. They're just leaving like crazy. And these four boys come over to me and they say, we need some batteries for our Walkman. We're going to walk across the street to the mall and buy some new batteries. And I said, well, you know, they ask you not to leave. They want you to stay here. Yeah, we really need batteries. And I said, guys, you need to stay here. And it's been a long weekend. They hadn't gotten much rest. And one of them says, well, you can't tell us what to do. You're not our youth minister anymore. We can do what I want. What we want. And there's all that second guy, you know, the yeah guy. Yeah. And these four guys just marched out the front door, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, what's the next step? And the next step led me to my answer, because I got up, walked out the door. They were about 25 feet out in the parking lot. I said, hey, guys. I still know your mothers. They all turned around. They put their heads down, and they went slinking back into the ice cream store, and they sat there and waited. People have asked me before, why didn't you say parents, or why didn't you use the word dads? I knew mothers was the right word. Dad might have grounded them. Dad might have taken the car away. Dad might have been all these kind of different things. But mom would have been disappointed. She would have been disappointed in the way they behaved and in what they had done. And she had tremendous influence because of that. In Romans chapter 13, verse 7, the last part of that verse, it says, honor to whom honor is due. Moms, we honor you. But hopefully, we honor you with our lives and with our behavior, because that's what's so critical. This morning, we're going to extend an invitation. If there's a spiritual need that you have that we could help you address, we'd be glad to do that.